Trading on Wall Street was in negative territory throughout the day Friday following declines in Asian and European markets. Analysts attributed Global Point losses to concerns that a worldwide downturn will hurt corporate profits. After earlier drops in European markets of between 4 and 6% and on Asian markets of more than 8%, the key Dow Jones Index ended the day Friday down 312. This week, the U.S. economy has been shaken by new data on increasing home foreclosures, although one key indicator on home resales was up more than 5% in September from the previous month. Although the U.S. Congress is formally not in session, a congressional committee heard testimony Friday about job losses in which 10 million Americans are unemployed, including 2 million for more than 6 months. Democratic Congressman George Miller chairs the House Labor Committee.
Is the realization that recession is setting in and that it is likely to be long, it is likely to be deep, and it's going to be global.
The Friday session included testimony from one unemployed American, Dana Stevens of New Jersey.
We have used up almost all of our savings just to continue to pay the mortgage. We have just enough savings left to scrape by on our December payment. After that, I don't know what we'll do if I can't find a job.
Ron Blackwell, chief economist for the U.S. Trade Federation, the AFL-CIO, and economics professor Robert Pollan of the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, warned of recession and its impact on the U.S. economy.
In my judgment, we are clearly in the early stages of a potentially very serious recession that will likely be as deep as anything we've experienced in a generation, last longer than most, and one which is rapidly becoming a global in scope.
It's imperative to take action now to combat what is quickly metastasizing into a general economic crisis off of the financial crisis. That is a general crisis with respect to jobs, private business investments, budgets of state and local governments.
President Bush has invited leaders of wealthy nations and the heads of major developing economies to a summit next month that will focus on the global financial crisis. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.